So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's getting kind of hectic. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I know a lot of folks earlier on wanted to chime in on Jaden Daniels getting shut down now that we've heard from Jaden. I know there's some people skeptical of all of it. If you choose to be skeptic, you can say, well, they've got a company line. They keep saying he's not cleared. Mm-hmm. I believe it. Jaden's a super tough dude. I think trying to go in the Minnesota game and then jacking it up again, I think he said you got to be smart. And I think that's a young man growing, frankly.
Yeah.
I recognize some may disagree with that, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak up. Some may agree, so you also get an opportunity to speak up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. As we build time for these callers, B, every Wednesday we do our power rankings. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. I don't think there's much debate now, Phil.
Yeah.
Denver? You say Denver ahead of the Rams. You could say Denver. Denver just beat the Packers, and it was a convincing win, and it was the best Bo Nix has played all year.
Yep.
Tomorrow night is maybe the biggest Thursday night game ever. I don't know ever, but like at least since they went to Amazon. Rams Seahawks from Seattle tomorrow night.
That should be a good one. The Rams go knock them off, then they are there by themselves.
Especially on the road up there in a stadium that is engineered to be incredibly loud.
Very loud.
The fans deserve credit, but the place is built to maintain the loudness. It also looks like it's going to rain all day tomorrow. In Seattle.
Well, that's a typical day in Seattle.
Right. What, if any, impact do you think rain has on Rams Seahawks?
Not going to have much on either one of them. They're going to toss that ball around, dog. Both of those quarterbacks like to let it fly.
Darnold looked bad against the Colts, and Darnold is all of a sudden looking a little inconsistent.
It's getting late. Getting late in the season. Getting close to that time when he starts seeing those
ghosts. Ghostesses.
Yeah.
Darnold in that game was 22 of 36 for 270. No touchdowns, no picks, but he just late and missing stuff. Eric Edholm, for his part, on the NFL Power Ranks that we use every week, goes Rams 1, Broncos 2, Seahawks 3. If you look at the NFL right now, it'd be Rams and Broncos as your one seed. Mm-hmm. So both those teams would get to bye. Here's a question for you. Both Denver and the Rams have a team only one game back. Which team do you think is more likely to lose the one seed? The Broncos or the Rams?
Who the Patriots have going back? I mean, finishing up. Was it last three games?
The Patriots this week are on the road against the Ravens for Sunday Night Football.
And then they have, what's the next two?
Give me a moment. The Pats then have the Jets in New York. Dolphins? Yeah, they finished.
And the Rams have Seattle.
I think the Rams finish with Arizona.
They have Seattle, Arizona, who else?
They finish at home with Arizona. They have Seattle this week. In week 17, the Rams play the Falcons in Atlanta on Monday Night Football.
All right, I would say that I think the Broncos have the number one seed right now. Huh?
Yeah.
They more have to lose it.
I tend to agree with you. What is more likely, the Broncos lose the one seed or the Patriots lose the division?
I think the Patriots could win.
I think there's a little harder sledding. I think I know Buffalo this week. Let me just pull it up. Ask me to have all these schedules at the ready, B.
Yeah.
Buffalo, I don't know. I mean, they're at Cleveland this week, 10-point favorites. Home against the Eagles, home against the Jets is how they finish things out. And that Eagles game next week,
Eagles, Jets,
could be Eagles.
And who else?
They go at Cleveland, Eagles, Jets.
Oh, hell. And now they have the tiebreaker on the Patriots, right?
I think they split.
Yeah, but normally that last team that win, normally that thing flips for them.
Well, I think it eventually becomes strength of schedule, and the Bills have to have the tougher schedule.
Well, I think the Bills going to win the division.
Do you?
Yeah. They just beat them, and both of them basically had the same sucky schedule at the end.
The Bills are a game behind, though. The Bills are at 10-4. New England's at 11-3.
New England, hold on. I thought they were tied.
No, they're not tied. No, New England's got a game on them. New England could have clinched last week.
If they both went out, they still got that one game.
Right.
Yeah. So,
do you think Houston catches Jacksonville in the South? Jags have one game on Houston.
That's a possibility because Houston defense is damn good, though.
But dude, the Jags are playing really good football.
I understand.
Right now.
I understand. I mean, he had that six touchdown game. He may come back the next week and not do that.
I mean, it won't get
a little weird to me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just a huge game that probably get the national attention because I believe the national 4 o'clock game is Steelers Lions. Thank God the Steelers can go to Detroit and we don't all have to hear about Jerome Bettis being from Detroit again. But Jacksonville going to Denver, that's a 4 o'clock on Sunday. That's a big game.
It's a big game, man. That's a long travel schedule. And going to
and
that
you're
different,
a Florida team.
Florida going there to that different air, that's going to be tough for them to overcome, dog.
So at home, his top five, Rams, Broncos, Seahawks, Bills, New England. Then he's got the Bears up there. And I think you got to take the Bears pretty serious. The Bears play the Packers Saturday night in just an absolutely massive
game.
There's
no Micah.
No Micah. How does that impact a team? Beyond the play on the field, just knowing you don't have this like superhuman pass rush.
But I think – sometimes when you have a guy like him, you know, they feel he can do so much damage. When you lose a guy like that, the team plays more together as a team. They may be still effective. Because when we played them, it wasn't just Micah. They had people coming from every damn way.
Totally.
So if they could get back to that where everybody feels they got to be a part of it, they could probably play as good as they were or better.
What surprises you most about this Bears team being so good this year?
Well, that's not necessarily surprising. It's just like they're playing better together as a team right now. And Caleb is being coached right now. You know what I mean? So I'm not necessarily surprised. It's just that I didn't expect their defense to be as good as they've been playing.
I also, the way they run the ball, dude, Chicago is physical as hell.
Well, they did put money on the offensive line. They went out and they said they were going to take care of Caleb and get him some protection. They protect not only him, they protect the running backs too.
Caleb still has stretches of plays where you're like, what is going on? But the plays he can make, like the elite level plays, are significant.
Well, and he has extreme confidence. There was a pass he threw the other day, and he was asked a question about that difficult pass. He's I can make him pass.
Right.
So he believes in himself. So he's going to try stuff.
Let's run through AFC. We'll go B-Mitch scale of 1 to 10. How much do you believe in Denver?
Denver defense is good. Their offense was not spectacular, but their offense don't do a lot to put them in bad situations. So you got a damn good defense and your offense is consistent, and they may not make the great big plays, but they methodically move down the field and they keep your offense off the field. Now, you have an offense that has been sitting on the sideline. They run out there, they feel they got a score, and they start taking chances. They give up their run, and they try to do it against that defense.
Surtain made an all-world play last week.
They have something working with them.
You had an 8? What's the belief scale out of 10?
8 out of 10.
7?
I'd go about 7.
What about the Pats?
I give them the same thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think you're going to go lower on the next one.
Who?
The Jags. They'd be the 4 seed.
I go 5.5, 6, because Aaron Rodgers, as crazy as he is, when a dude decides to play ball, he can play. And if you get anything out of that defense, like they're capable of doing, you give him chances down the stretch, you can have some problems.
First wild card as of today in the AFC would be the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
That team baffles me, man. 5.
They're 10-4.
5.
Why so low?
We handled them.
It's true.
We weren't ready.
I mean, almost 3 months ago now, but.
Still.
Where are you at on the Bills?
I'm going to give the Bills. I'll go with the Bills by the 6-2. Because if they don't win one this year, they count as Christmas.
You think this is their chance knowing KC's out?
This is their chance. If they don't get there this year, they may as well say bye-bye. Start adjusting stuff.
Houston, if the season ended today, would be the 7th seed. They would be taking on the Patriots in Foxborough.
And that is probably the most dangerous team in the playoffs on that side.
There is no way Vrabel and the New England Patriots want to face the Texans in their first playoff game.
They can affect, especially a young quarterback,
yeah.
They can affect your quarterback. And what if CJ just happened to do them things CJ is capable of doing? Because what's their receiver is killing
them. They've won at least one playoff game in both of the last two
seasons.
Their
receiver can ball.
Nico?
Nico can ball.
I think the Colts are dead. I mean, cool story with Rivers, but you lost that game. If they had won that game, it would be a very different conversation. Mm-hmm. Who do you like to win the AFC North? The Ravens are there at 7-7. To me, the AFC North is not going to get two teams in. There's not going to be a wild card.
7-7, Steelers what?
8-6.
8-6.
And they play each other.
Steelers, listen, bro, you and I have said this year after year. I hear about the win a division.
Week 18, Steelers-Ravens to win the AFC North. Doesn't that feel like Sunday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel like that's the game?
I believe that thing will be settled before then, though.
You think?
Yeah.
That would require the Ravens have the Patriots at home this week against for Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh, however, goes to Detroit. Detroit's clinging to dear life,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Let's try that with the NFC. B. Mitch's trust scale, 1 to 10, the Rams.
8.
I think the Rams at this point are probably the NFL team you trust most.
8.
Right? Quarterback's 1-1. Coach is 1-1. The 8 is as high as you've gone, I believe.
Probably the highest I'm going to go.
There were a pair of 7s in the AFC. So 8 is as high as the B. Mitch scale has gone.
7s.
Where are you at with the Bears? They're 10-4.
7. 6.5, 7. Nothing higher.
This next team I find really hard.
Who?
Philly.
Philly, right now, the way they're playing, 6. And they get over the 5 because they have done it before. And last year they were playing higher, and then they started to just hit that stride. So, you know. But, right, they don't look like the team I saw last year.
I think Saturday will be a really big test for Philly. If they came out and throttled the Raiders like they did, and certainly us sitting here hope this doesn't happen, if they come out and handle Washington and just control that game throughout, then I think the path to Philly kind of really feeling themselves again going into the playoffs is stacking together some big wins down the stretch here with some not-so-great teams. Kind of rebuild the confidence in that organization that they can all say what they want. But you lose 3 in a row and offensively you can't move the football, people start looking around.
They better not just worry about some rebuilding confidence. They better get their act together and figure out what's going wrong because they're going to be playing better teams in the playoffs. They're not going to be playing teams that they like the Raiders in the playoffs.
They have a Bills sandwich here. So they're in Washington this weekend, then at Buffalo next weekend, then finish with Washington in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that at Bills game could be pretty darn juicy.
Yeah.
That is currently slated to be the national 4:30 game on Sunday, December 28th. Right now, the Bucks would be in at 7-7. The Panthers are right there, and I think those two teams play each other.
My meter in those two?
Yeah.
4.5, 5.
Tampa gets a 5, and
that's where their range is.
That's where they both are.
For both of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7-7.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Since they have Darnold, I have to go with 6.5.
Big opportunity tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
this is a team nobody's talking about, and they're just quietly 10-4. The Niners.
49ers, yeah. 49ers, I can say
that's
I have.
That's a physical group, man.
They are 6.5 to 7, I believe, and belief I have in them. And that's more because the more I talk to Santana about how Kyle can scheme up stuff and watching that defense still be able to do play like they do, I think that they can and they're like a wild card, right?
Right now, yeah. But tomorrow night could flip everything on its head.
They can – they'll be trouble for somebody playing them in a wild card spot.
Oh, yeah. If the season ended today, Seattle would be headed to the winner of hard not to see them winning that.
Wow, yeah.
And then the 7th seed right now is the Packers. Coming off that loss in Denver, Jordan Love wasn't great. The Packers, however, could still get all the way up to 2.
The Packers have a damn good team. They have to find that level of confidence they had once they acquired Micah Parsons. They still have the ability to get it done. They have to figure that out and roller coaster and they just get on the damn straightaway and play it.
Do you think Detroit gets in? Right now, they'd be the 8th seed at 8-6.
I don't know. I mean, they like you said, all that – the way that they've played and what they've shown in game, they should. But with all that talent, they always get into some games. They just can't get it done. They're still trying to figure out Gibbs or Montgomery. Get a damn ball to Gibbs.
Branch out for the season. I think it was an Achilles. That really hurts them defensively. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's going to be really interesting to see how the West and the North shake out. And then the rest is kind of the rest. Philly's going to win that division. The South, we'll see. Let's take a look at where the Commanders land on this. I don't think it's going to be too high. Also wanted to check in on this wacky story Landfill pointed us out about pennies. It'll make sense, I promise. Nobody go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody takes care of fan listeners like Paisanos. Right now, score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever it is you want. Paisanos is perfect for game day, late night, or when those holiday leftovers finally lose steam. Just hit PaisanosPizza.com, load up the cart, and watch the total drop with FAN30. What if you're feeding the whole crew? Say you got a office lunch for the holidays or a big old family dinner. Use the code CREW20 for 20% off a custom catering order. Paisanos has seriously tasting options, including pre-planned catering package with the discount already baked in. Whatever it is you're doing, get a chicken Philly cheesesteak. Trust me. You got two ways to score. Fan 30 for any order or CREW20 for the whole crew. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.